Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz. Perek Nun Vav, Chapter 56, Changing Our Emotional Experiences. The context of this perek, Pasuk Aleph, L'David mechtam be'achoz oso plishtim be'gas. David wrote this melody when he was held by the plishtim in Gas. There are different understandings of which incident exactly this refers to, but it was one in which David was trying to find safety from Shaul amongst the Plishtim. There, however, once again, his life comes under threat. In this parak, we hear how David experiences the intense emotion of fear, and then he overcomes that fear. He changes that fear by digging deep and strengthening his betachon, his trust and reliance on Hashem. Pasuk Dalad, Yom Ira Ani Elecha Eftach. When I am afraid, when I feel fear, I trust in you. Notice the sequence of events. David feels fear. Fear is an emotion. It comes. But then David does something with that fear. He responds to the emotion with bitachon. And as a result, he changes his emotional experience. Pasuk Hey, Ve'elokim batachti lo ira, ma yaseh vasar li. I trust in Hashem, and then I'm not afraid. What can a mortal man do to me? This is an incredible insight into the power of our thoughts to not just regulate, but transform our emotional experiences. And, of course, it's also a description of the powerful benefits of bitachon. Fear is a very basic primal emotion. It's almost instinctive in nature. Hashem created us with fear, so we'd be alerted to danger and take action to protect ourselves. So, for instance, let's say you're camping in the woods and you hear a growl. You instinctively feel fear, which has lots of benefits. You get a burst of adrenaline, your heart starts to pump more intensely, so your muscles get more oxygen and will work better, your pupils dilate so you could see better, and so on. In this scenario, fear is beneficial. But what about feeling fear that paralyzes you? For instance, someone who's fearful of social situations, so they avoid going to events, avoid going to camp or meeting new people. That fear then hurts because it leaves the person feeling lonely and disconnected. David's life is threatened. The basic emotion of fear rises up within David. Yom Ira, it's a time of fear. But David then chooses how to respond to fear. He uses it as a trigger to strengthen his bitachon. Yom Ira Ani Elecha Avtach. When I feel fear, I turn to you, Hashem, with bitachon. Strengthened with bitachon, the fear dissipates. It changes. And it dissolves. Pasuk Yud Beis Be'elokim Batachti Lo Ira Mayasa Adamli. When I trust in Hashem, then I have no fear. What can man possibly do to me? We have emotions. Many of them are instinctive, automatic, but we can choose how we respond to them through our thought patterns. Bitachon is relying on Hashem, trusting in Hashem, recognizing that He is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-good, and that He loves us more than we can imagine and only wants what's best for us. We can take lesson from David and strengthen our bitachon, which will not only strengthen our connection to Hashem Himself, but help us transform many of our negative emotional experiences into positive ones. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.